This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Forward Motion Dance Company presents its annual Arts in Motion this weekend, featuring modern, contemporary, and jazz dance, accompanied by film, art, and, of course, music. I spoke to the director and one of the dancers. Tracy Varga is the founder and director of Forward Motion Dance, and she choreographed all the pieces in this show, except one, which was choreographed by guest choreographer Linda Webb. Here's Tracy with an overview of the theme of this year's Arts in Motion, titled Retrofusion and Illusion.
An overview of the show is bringing back past creations, dance creations, that have been performed over the last, 8 years, with the theme of retro, honoring past musicians and embracing their music. One that I'm real excited to bring back is entitled Beat of the Soul, and it's a dance solo by Linda Webb with music by Janis Joplin, including a sculpture created by Doug Campbell, which will be on stage with her.
When you say a sculpture, you mean like an actual physical sculpture?
An actual physical sculpture that's like 10 feet tall.
That's not the only sculpture on stage. Another piece, called Endangered, features sculpture and film.
Endangered, it's to music by Diane Reeves. It premiered in 2011 at Dance Allures. I'm real excited about it. I love the music. And there's a film by Joe Cordaro, who also has a sculpture on stage with the dancers.
Guest dancer Liz White is dancing in three pieces in the show. One of them features a composition by Julia Walker-Jewell called Coin. An abridged version of this piece was performed last year. This year, the whole piece will be performed live with Julia accompanying on stage on the piano.
One of the things that has been really fun is having this piece by Julia Walker-Jewell where the piano is right on stage and we're dancing actually to the live music. My father was a concert pianist, and when I see her out there playing, I think that's a very exciting moment for me.
Having any kind of live music is different, right?
It can be challenging.
Do you adjust to one another?
Mm-hmm. We really do have to. Sometimes, you know, from what we've practiced, her tempo might start out faster, and she would say, is this okay? Is this good?
And it's great, too, that sometimes Julia will extend certain parts of it if we want to mm-hmm. have a little bit more flow of it. She's been great mm-hmm. about that.
So you kind of go with it.
But feel the energy
yeah,
of it.
Feel the yeah, feel energy, so... Last year, we did the first about 5-6 minutes of it, and it stood on its own, you know, well with that kind of time. But now Tracy decided to complete it, and so it feels really great to be in that the whole piece now. It feels more completed. There's a lot of really different music in the second part. There's some really strong music that comes out that we hadn't heard before, and so we have some kind of stronger movement, and then in the end it kind of all comes back together and you feel like that's a completed piece.
One piece in Retrofusion and Illusion is actually a newer work, but the music is classic.
There's a new piece that premiered at the Lumina Festival, music by Nat King Cole and David Bowie. It's the piece called Nature Boy, which was Nat King Cole's first recorded song in 1948.
These are only some of the works that will be on stage for Retrofusion and Illusion by Forward Motion Dance Company and guests. That was director Tracy Varga and guest dancer Liz White, giving us as many details as we can fit. Find more details about the show at whqr.org. Retrofusion and Illusion is at Thalian Hall on Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30. That's September 15th and 16th.